The wheel marks swaggered in a circle around Shab.
Baubles for your little daughter, eh? They're the property of your warlord, Rigo Felis, the same as everything else on Green Isle. Nothing belongs to water dogs. Nothing!
He turned to the soldiers, bellowing.
This beast is a thief! Take him away and bind him under the pier for the night. No victuals and a night freezing is rudder off down there or teach him a lesson.
He scooped up the pearls and admired them.
Lady Caltagger liked these for her collection.
Wulki was dismissed to go back to his family as Shab was being prodded at spear points to the pylons beneath the pier. Another feral cat soldier came panting along the lake shore. Throwing a hasty salute with his bow, he called to Scott.
Wheelmark, there's trouble down on the river. We've got one of them pinned down there. They say it is the Shellhound.
Scott grabbed a spear, leaping down onto the shore.
The Shellhound, eh? Quick, take me there.
He dashed off behind the stumbling soldier.
Come on, come on. Shift yourself. I need to catch that rogue.
Bound by his neck to one of the stone pylons beneath the pier, Shab chuckled grimly.
A chance of that, you pompous, bungling furball.
Letho Shellhound, crouching among the bushes on the riverbank, watched the cat soldier creeping forward stealthily. In a passable cat accent, Letho shouted out excitedly.
Look it! There he goes! Over by those two rocks!
As the soldier turned his head to see, Letho let fly with a stone from his sling. It slammed into the back of the faux cat's skull, laying him out senseless. The brawny sea otter turned to an injured barnacle goose who was lying alongside him.
Even that fella ever wakes, I'll be surprised. Now then, matey, let's take a peek at that shaft.
As Letho inspected the arrow that was sticking from the bird's neck, the wounded goose commented.
It is not a bad bird I am thinking. Lucky for me it was that the cats are not being as good with the bows than you are with the sling, comrade.